guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, Abby, and today I am going to kind of be, I need to stop. I'm going to be honest. I don't have a topic for this week, so I'm going to tell you guys about my week because I had a very nice week. And I encourage you to I encourage you guys to listen to this when you are either stressed out about finals or, you know, you just need a break. We're going to talk about my week. I will also warn you, I am sick, but on the bright side, as of this morning, I do not have COVID-19. So, yeah, you win some, you lose some, it's fine. Okay, so, my week, I'm going to go all the way back to, Saturday. Yeah, I'll go back to Saturday. So on Saturday, my teacher, shout out to Miss Parks, by the way. I don't know if you're listening, but you are, amazing. So Miss Parks took me and a few other students to the Hermitage Cat Foundation, where we got to volunteer and play with some cats all day, and it was so much fun. Oh my god, I fell in love with this one cat. Her name is Cha-Cha. Ugh, we love her. And she's, 9 years old. She had a hip replacement, but she's so sweet, and I love her. Anyway, so basically we got to the Hermitage and we were given an all-access tour. It was great. And we got to paint some shelves for the cats to sleep on and stuff like that. It was super fun. And then we got to play with the cats for the rest of the day. And it was absolutely insane because I don't realize how many types of cats there are out there. I met a blind cat, I met a deaf cat, I met kittens, I met elderly cats, I met cats that have cancer. A very sad experience, but also very nice because they're cats, you know? So anyway, I get into the elderly cat's room, which you don't necessarily have to be, elderly to get in there. You might just need some quiet time, or you're, recovering from an illness or something like that. And there I fell in love with Cha-Cha, who is, like I said, she's 9. She is my best friend, and I love her. So, it's, nearing the end of the day. And they come up to us and they're like, hey, we were wondering if you guys wanted to be permanent volunteers. And we were like, permanent volunteers, what does that mean? So basically it's like a job without the pay, which I'm perfectly fine with because you get to play with cats all day, hello. So starting January 2021, I will be working at the Hermitage and I'm so excited. I am so excited because I get to see my girl Cha-Cha. Even though, Dad, if you're watching this, I love her. I want her. I get to see my girl Cha-Cha every week or, a few times a week because we take it in shifts. But I'm really excited. Okay, so we get to Monday. And in theater, in theater for our finals, we had to write a show. We had to write a one-act show, which is about, our show is about 7 to 10 minutes. So we wrote the script and whatever, and we started rehearsing. One of my group members, their parents had COVID, so they were out for 2 weeks, and then when the other cast member came back, the other one swapped with her because his parents got COVID, you know, so it's great. It was a fantastic experience doing it via Zoom, but I will say, performing on Zoom is not as bad as it seems. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, Zoom sucks anyway. Not the program, just the concept. But with Zoom, you can literally have so many takes of literally everything. Let's say finals day. I completely mess up a line. Guess what? We can edit it and we can re-record it. Oh, wait, speaking of, I still have to do stuff for theater. Uh-oh. Oops, okay, so, let's see what happened on Tuesday. What happened on Tuesday? I'm going crazy. Oh my god, also, guess what? I went to the dollar store on Sunday and got a lot of candles. Also, I know that this episode's kind of pointless, and I know that no one asked, and I know that no one cares, but deal with it. So, yes, I got a lot of candles, and my room smells like Christmas. I'm so excited. Okay, sorry, lost my train of thought. Let's go back to Tuesday. Tuesday was an asynchronous day, and basically I watched The Grinch all day and caught up on Netflix. Didn't do a single thing of work until about 11 o'clock. Sorry to all my teachers. Love you guys. Love your hard work. Keep killing it. And yeah, okay, so Wednesday rolls around. Wow, Wednesday was such an eventful day. I get to school, and we have our theater stuff, and we had to perform for our fellow castmates, which was kind of scary because some of us were not off book yet, which also, for those of you not in theater, means that you are not completely memorized in your show. So, yeah, some of us were still on book, aka some of us still were learning our lines, and we kind of messed up a lot, but it was fine because, you know, the vibes. So, I mean, that's kind of it for theater, but we get to Bobcat Pride, and what do we do in Bobcat Pride? Oh, I forgot to do another assignment, oopsies. We started researching colleges we want to go to, and fun fact, I want to go to Juilliard, for arts, because that's something I want to do. But if not Juilliard, then UCLA, which I will not get into. Sorry, mom and dad. But yeah, you know, just UCLA or Juilliard, the vibes. Anyway, so start researching our college. Fun fact, Juilliard's mascot is the penguin. Who would have known? I didn't know that, like, they had a mascot. I feel kind of stupid because I thought that they just, like, didn't have a mascot. And then I found out that it was the penguin. I'm like, okay, so, figured out that it was the penguin. I also figured out that I have a decent shot of getting into Juilliard, which is great for me. And then, let me see what else happened. I'm like out of breath, I'm so sorry. So, world history rolls around, that was a very fun time. What else? I literally don't know. Oh, fast forward to English class. My teacher, I love her. She felt like teaching on top of a desk. And we did that. But another thing is that was not this week. That was like 2 weeks ago. But we did class standing on top of our desks. And it was quite enjoyable, actually. And then, oh my god, wait, was I talking about Thursday the whole time? Thursday's an async day. I don't have school Thursday. What am I talking about? Okay, I think I was talking about Wednesday. Everything that I just said happened on Wednesday, guys, not Thursday. I get to physics. We did a super fun lab. Shout out to Mr. Beaver. and yes, that was kind of the recap of my week. Oh, also, Thursday, I got sick, and I was like, uh-oh, like, this is not good, it's not good, so I was being responsible, and I got COVID tested, and congratulations, I'm negative, but, yeah, that's literally all that happened. Let's see, what else can I talk about to waste some more time? Oh god, what can I talk about? I should be good at this, right? You would think I'm good at this, but I'm really not. Okay. So, god, I have nothing to talk about. I'm so sorry. all right. Well, I guess that's it for today's episode. I guess that is it. Sorry this is a little short, but thank you guys so much for tuning in this week, And as always, make sure that you go, if you're on Apple Podcasts, by the way, make sure that you go rate, subscribe, and review my show. And please be nice. Please be nice. Don't take my ratings. But yes, just make sure that you do all that. And I hope that you all have a very good week, especially with finals week coming up. And always remember, sad is temporary, but swag is forever. Thank you. Bye.